You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Wednesday afternoon, the 23rd day of March. Drew Lerner is with us from World Weather Incorporated. Good afternoon to you, Drew.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Tell me about the weather forecast and that great big winter storm, and maybe how that all works into the cold temperatures we had in Kansas, Oklahoma over the weekend, and what wheat stands look like and what we can expect for them in the future.
All right. Well, that's quite a bit. Let's see what we can do. Certainly the Midwest is going to be impacted by this winter storm that's coming out of parts of the High Plains region this afternoon. We're going to see this storm system march across Nebraska's southern portions of South Dakota, southern Minnesota, and a big part of Iowa end up in the Great Lakes region. Now, that's the band of rain changing to snow. Some of the snowfall is going to be real impressive, probably running 8 to 12 inches. It wouldn't be surprising at all to see something even heavier than that. This will be the Iowa-Minnesota border area into central Wisconsin, so it's going to be a fairly significant event to them. And then to the south of the low-pressure center, which should track across northern Illinois at some point during the day tomorrow, there will be a band of rain and thunderstorms that will evolve. And some of the thunderstorms could become fairly intense coming up out of the Delta and into Indiana and Ohio and western Kentucky. So those areas could end up with some strong thunderstorms and might produce a quick half to an inch and a half of rain, perhaps. Those inch and a half amounts will be fairly rare, but we will see them. And then, of course, you mentioned the cold out there in the plains, and we will see more cold, by the way, coming up periodically through the weekend with another deep cold surge possible later next week. But over this past weekend, of course, we saw an incredibly significant fallout in temperatures across Colorado, western Kansas, southwestern Nebraska. These areas fell into the single digits and teens, cold enough to really raise some concern about the crop after all the warm weather that occurred previously. I think most of the crop, though, in that area was suffering from dryness and probably wasn't as far along as people think. We're going to be anxious to see what happens in reproduction this year, but my guess is the majority of that crop was not seriously impacted. Shocked, yes. But the production cuts probably not as widespread as we might think.
Can I switch topics with you to El Nino and the transition it needs or can make to La Nina? Where we are in that process, how quick it is happening at this point, I'm sure you've been watching it.
Absolutely, and it is in an accelerated decline right now. The depth of warm water out there in the Pacific Ocean has shrunk from about 300 meters down to about 50 meters. And what I'm talking about is the distance from the surface of the ocean down that's warmer than normal. So a big part of that ocean is cooling from the bottom up. And in the next 3 to 4, maybe 5 weeks, we're going to see a very quick demise. No, I don't know if demise is the right word, but a quick decline in the El Nino condition. And as we get into the late spring, we'll see neutral ENSO conditions come along, which means that we don't have El Nino or La Nina. And the prospects for seeing La Nina later in the year are still fairly good. The question is will it be late in the summer or next fall? And I think probably fall is probably more likely. And if that's the case, maybe we can get by without an excessively hot summer. But we are going to be watching this very closely.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time with us.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. You can hear him anytime you'd like on our website at WILLAG.org.